Sirupine, S-I-R-U-P, you know, mm-hmm. syrup.
Yeah, I call it Sirupine. And
that's weird.
See, is that different from molasses?
Well, yeah, molasses is made from sorghum. Sorghum is a smaller plant, you know, you've probably seen it growing, haven't you, along the way? Sorghum is darker, blackstrap molasses, made from a special kind of a plant.
Do they make you syrup molasses around?
Yes, syrup, yes. This is the ideal place to raise cane.
I guess that's an ambiguous expression, isn't it? What's the term around here for the round things, sweet things with a hole in them? What do you call those?
Donuts.
Yeah, have you ever heard another term for that?
Never have.
Mm-hmm. And say if you went to the store to buy flour, you would buy two what of flour?
2 pounds.
Yeah. And let's see, you mentioned that you have eggs and things for breakfast. You told us some different ways.
Yes.
What do you call the inside part of the egg?
That's a yolk.
Mm-hmm. What color would that be?
Be kind of a yellow color, an orange.
You mentioned that you eat bacon yesterday, uh-huh. too. Do you have any special names for like salt pork that you might cook in with vegetables?
Certainly, sow belly.
Ever heard any other terms for that?
Yes, fatback. Mm-hmm. Only, it usually comes from the underside of a hog, you know, pig.
And,
salt pork.
The bacon, what do you call the outside part that you don't eat?
That's a rind. And you can eat it too. It's pretty crisp enough, you can eat that.
Yeah.
You got tough teeth.
Yeah, you got to get it crisp,
don't you? You
really do. And any other kind of meat you might have for breakfast besides, say, bacon or ham?
Yes, steak. I've eaten steak and eggs. Fish. I've eaten salt fish before. It's real good with the grits. Mm. Yeah, down here we salt mullet. And you soak them overnight, and then in the morning you can cook them, and they're pretty good.
You fry them?
You can bake them or fry them. It's either one. Mm.
Let's try that sometime. Anything else you might have?
Yes. You may have pork chop. I've had pork chops for breakfast. Pretty good. Especially when you're going to work hard that day.
Do you have sausage or anything like that?
I've had sausage, link sausage, patty sausage.
And meat that's been kept too long, you say it's done, what is?
Well, I would say it's rancid, spoiled.
And what about butter that you kept too long and gotten old?
Same term, rancid.
Have you ever heard anybody, when they talk about the smell of the butter that's mm-hmm. old, talk about the smell as being funky? You ever heard that word?
That's a bad expression. I don't use that word. That's a modern expression.
Mm, so you never heard it?
Not around here. That's probably a northern expression.
And after you butcher a hog, have you ever seen people make something with the cheese from his head?
Yeah, hog head cheese. Mm-hmm. Pretty good stuff. Mm-hmm. Or a souse.
Yeah. Have you ever seen anybody take the juice of the head cheese and maybe stir it with some cornmeal and make a little hog meat in there, and after it gets cold, slice it and fry it?
Like gelatin, yes. I've heard of that. Souse.
And you ever seen a dish that people might have made by grinding hot liver and doing that?
Mm-hmm.
What do they call it?
I don't know, but it's pretty good stuff. I've tried it. I'll eat anything that's edible. except chitlins.
Chitlins, yeah.
I haven't tried any of those.
They bad?
They smell bad, and they look bad.
Yeah, sound bad.
If they call them something else, it'll probably be pretty good.
Have you ever heard that? Ground up cooked liver. You ever heard that called liver sausage or anything?
Yeah.
Liver pudding?
Yeah, liverwurst. That's good.
Have you ever seen anybody make anything out of a hog's blood?
Yes.